you saw my last special, I made fun of millennials. I don't know if you remember that or not. Yeah, it was quite popular. Do we have anybody here tonight under the age of 30? Any 20-somethings? That's still the dumbest group of humans I've ever met in my life. You're not dumb academically, I'll get to that, but you are soft emotionally, I can tell you that. The reason I say that, when I was growing up, our parents let us play in the street, climb trees, and blow stuff up. Yeah. And you know what happened if you got hurt or maimed? You got a new name. I had two friends I grew up with, Amer and Niner. When Amer was 6, he was in the garage with his big brothers blowing stuff up. He lost his right eye. It was closed the rest of his life. He looked like he was aiming a gun. That's how he got the name Amer. He was the Amer. Everybody called him Amer. I did not know his name was not Amer. Till the first day of third grade, the teacher said, Ross Thomas. We all went, Ross Thomas, who? Amer, is your name Ross? We started laughing. That sounded funnier to us than Amer did. And Amer says to the teacher, no, my name's Amer. My mom is the only one that calls me Ross. And she goes, well, Amer, how'd you get that name? He goes, can you imagine now a kid even pretending to point a gun at a teacher? There'd be a lockdown. There'd be a helicopter above the school. My friend Niner in the fourth grade, there were four of us. We were all out in the woods together. We were all climbing trees. We were all up about 15 feet, and he fell. And on the way down, he was trying to grab branches, and by the time he hit the ground, he'd lost most of his ring finger. And every time I tell this story, I still picture it. It's 55 years ago. It still makes me laugh. Because he got up and he's dusting himself off. He's going, I'm bleeding somewhere. I'm bleeding. I'm cut. I don't know what. And my other friend says, look at your hand. And he screamed and he ran home. And we all climbed down and followed him, but none of us thought to look for his finger. About 4 days later, he's back in class. His hand's all heavily bandaged up. We're learning about decimal points for the first time in our life. He raises his hand. He says, I have 9.2 fingers. Called him Niner for the rest of his life. When I was a kid, everybody had a nickname. Every single kid. Nobody went by their real name. And it was given to you by your friends, usually about a body part that was not flattering. I had friends who were Paunch, Taterhead, Lips, Chin. Lips had big old Pete Davidson lips. Chin didn't have one. We originally called him Viola because we knew he'd never play one. I had another friend in high school. He had a short right arm. It was fully functional, but it was a short, kind of short arm on this side, right? So he had a big hand and a little hand. We called him Clock. Everybody called him Clock. The teachers called him Clock. He was Clock. Clock was awesome, too. He was in my second period algebra class, and we were supposed to be in our seats every day at 9 o'clock when the bell rang, but Clock would always wait out in the hall until that bell rang, and he'd burst through the door every morning like this. It was never not funny. Every single day, we waited for that moment and laughed for 10 minutes. One day we're sitting in class, the bell rings, and he doesn't come through the door. We're like, oh, well, that's weird. Where's Clock? You know, must be absent. Well, he was tardy. 10 minutes later, he burst through that door like. We laughed until 9:30. And Clock was the best student in class, and he was by far the best student in class. And every Friday, we had to race him on problems. The teacher would put problems up on the board. We had to compete against him. We called it Beat the Clock. Nobody could beat him. He had that left hand going like this, and and the eraser in his shorthand, and like. One time in PE class, this is after class, we're in the locker room changing, right? And we had two new kids in class, and they were bullies. And they were bullying Clock. And so Clock's in there, and he goes, I'm going to knock you out with this hand. And then he goes, boom, and knocks, just spins this kid, knocks him out, just boom, hits the ground. And then he turns the other one and goes, or this one. And we hit that kid. You know, we all hooted and hollered, and the teacher came running out of his office. What's going on? What's going on? We said, well, these guys were bullying Clock, and he knocked one of them out. And by then, this kid's kind of getting up, and the teacher just walks over and goes, you just got knocked out by a kid with a half arm. Hope you learn to keep your mouth shut. And that was the end of it. Nobody got sent to the office. Nobody got suspended. Nobody's parents got called. Nowadays, Clock would have been the one that got suspended for throwing that first punch. And then you'd had to bring your parents to get an anger management plan. Well, I got angry and I punched that kid. That's the plan. Can you imagine now calling kids by their afflictions? Hey, here's my buddies, Blinky and Snort. Here's my other friend, Orphan. His parents were anti-vaxxers. Not accurate.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo, then later, a movie too, and then home. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Mm-hmm. just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Yes, there's Lou Reed and Perfect Day. Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. And I started off the show this week with Perfect Day for a simple reason. Yesterday, or Monday, was the perfect day, as in it was the hottest day of the year so far in Ireland. 27 here in Ireland, which is about, 84 Fahrenheit. Yeah, and Sunday was pretty good too. It was close on that as well. So just a lot of great weather around the minute. It's fantastic to get it because we were getting a lot of cold days, wet days, and it's starting to pick up again just as it's heading into the middle of July. Anyway, what about the weather? Let it go. See, we get so head up with the weather here in Ireland because when we don't get weather, and as it is, when we grew up years ago, I was talking to a person about this, we grew up years ago, we got cold winters and hot summers. We don't get it anymore. You could get a good day in summer, or a good day in winter, and a cold day in summer. Yes, anyway, you listen to me, Liam Burke. I've got another two tracks from Jim Bates' album, Who Cares, the last two, but not the last. I'm sure Jim is working on more stuff, as is Tony, Dez, all the lads are working away on stuff in the background. So we have a couple of more tracks, the last two tracks on Jim's album, which you can check it out on Spotify. It's an album called Who Cares. It's absolutely class. Go check it out. I played it here for you. Played it two songs each week, so you get to feel what the album's like. Go check it out on Spotify. Now, you know my favourite band, or one of my favourite bands at the minute, is The Who, H-U. And here is Black Thunder. There you go. That is The Who, Hate You, and Black Thunder. And actually, it's part one, if you really want to be pedantic about it. So I'm sure there is a part two, or there will be a part two very soon. I really like that band. Don't know why. It's maybe just the whole atmosphere of it. Now, here's a band that's covering a song that Traffic did many moons ago, but they're a really good version of it now at the minute. Is Crosby, Stills, Nash with Dear Mr. Fantasy.
We'll be right back.
They are Crosby, Stills and Nash. It's Dear Mr. Fantasy, the Traffic song. And they do a great version. I love that Hammond guitar. Hammond organ in it. Just absolutely fantastic. Now I was talking about Mr. Jim Bates and his new album, Who Cares? Well, we do, because we listen to music. Here is a song from Jim's album. One of the second last song of, or as they like to say it on the radio, it's the penultimate song on the album. Not the penultimate one that we're playing. That's what it is. Just go with it. It's called Normal. Here is Jim Bates.
Ew. Ever listen? It ain't normal to be normal. It's politically incorrect not to have a hanger or a physical defect. Cause nobody will notice you won't find celebrity. Cause when you're only normal, you're a minority. If you are on the spectrum with a speciality, maybe handy with a plectrum or a trigonometry, then you will get a leg up, you'll be faded everywhere. But when you're only normal, well, no one seems to care. Cause it ain't normal to be normal, it's politically incorrect not to have a hang up or a physical defect. Cause nobody will notice you won't find celebrity. Cause when you're only normal, you're a minority. Oh, la-di-da-di-da-do, la-di-da-di-do, la-di-da-di-da-di-do. All the colours of the rainbow, every BLT and G, fiery or otherwise, well, that's okay with me. But if you're suitably outrageous or just an oddity in this day and age, well, it's the fashionable thing to be. Cause it ain't normal to be normal, it's politically incorrect not to have a hang-up or a physical defect. Cause nobody will notice you won't find celebrity. Cause when you're only normal, you're a minority. Oh, Lordy, 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 Lordy. Now bipolar expeditions are occurring every day. Extraordinary conditions cause depressions on the way. You can inject some self-assurance to enhance your self-esteem. Cover up your appearance with makeup, lies and cream. But surgery and fillers, well, they cut no ice with me. Creating monsters that make killers through an abnormality. But who can say what's normal or how we all should be? I only know it's not nice to be a minority.
There you go, Mr. Jim Bates from the album Who Cares and Normal. Maybe he was preempting what would happen after all the lockdowns that's gone on. Anyway, I'm just assuming. Here is Rat and one of the bands that Pat and Mama's Boys supported many, many moons ago across the USA. Here is Body Talk. We'll be right back.
other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I bowed my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when the skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
There you go, that was the Dead South, another one of my favourite bands at the minute, and You Are My Sunshine. I'm definitely doing a bluegrass some week, I have to, with all them bands. There's Steve Seagulls, the Gravel Spreaders, Dead South, and there's so many more. I'm going to dig up and have them. They do fantastic, and they just take the piss themselves, so that's always good too. Now it's time for more comedy on The Liam Burke Show, and this time around I have Maureen Langan with It's Getting Harder Not to Hate People.
Listen, I don't want to hate people. They make me hate them. I start out loving everybody. It's what you do that causes me to hate you. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'll give you an example. I had a car accident. I'm okay. Young kid, stoned out of his mind, on his cell phone, music blaring, looked a lot like you. He barrels into the back of my car, gets out of the car, comes up to me. He's like, dude, I don't know what happened, dude. I go, oh, what happened is your mother forgot her birth control in 1997. That's what happened, dude. I didn't want to say that. He made me say it. I was a victim. He was victimized. How about this? On the airplane coming here, the woman in the seat behind me gets up and starts spritzing cinnamon. I go, lady, what are you doing? She goes, well, it's natural. I go, yeah, so's my butt, but I'm not putting it in your face. I hate her. She made me hate her. I was a victim. I had to call the Department of Vital Statistics in New York City, and I said to the man on the other end of the phone, I said, "Sir, I need a copy of a death certificate." He said, "Is it for you?" No. I said, "Yes, I plan ahead. I like planning ahead. That's what I do. I'm dead on the inside. Does that count? Can my ghost pick it up on Wednesday?" I spent a lot of time in San Francisco, and there's really good people there. Environmentalists, if they find a turtle with a tumor, they will reroute an entire freeway. Healthy. My friend made me a veggie burger. She says, "Maureen, it has corn and beans. It needs a little something else." I go, "It needs beef. That's what that needs. That needs beef. Lamb, veal. Give me something in that." Sometimes too politically correct. Sometimes. I did my solo show, Daughter of a Garbage Man, and it is about my father and being raised in a working class family. And in the show, I say that my father is a blend of Archie Bunker, Fred Sanford, and Marlon Brando, the early years, not the fat years. This middle-aged woman comes up to me after the show and says, "I'm offended that you used the word fat. I used to have eating issues." Well, who didn't? Get in line. And my therapist says I need to confront things that trigger me. And you picked me? You picked me. You've known me an hour and I'm the problem, really? I think you should confront cake and cookies. That's what you should confront. Become a part of your nightmare. I didn't want to hate her. She made me hate her. You see, I was a victim. I got a call from Caroline's on Broadway in New York City, and Caroline said to me, "Maureen, I'm doing a private event. I want 5 women on the bill. I'd like you to be one of them." I said, "Oh, goodness gracious me, I would love that." And she said, "But there's one caveat, one condition." She said, "You have to talk about menopause." But I don't talk, I mean, I talk about men don't pause when you hit a certain age, but I just don't identify, I don't have symptoms. She said, "It pays $5,000. I said, "Oh my goodness, I just got a hot flash. Like, I can't stop sweating. I can't stop sweating. So I have to go to get the makeup at the Bloomingdale's. And as I head to the counter, this young, hopeful, dewy thing looks at me aghast. And she's like, oh, you have mature skin." As if it's contagious. And it is. She'll catch it in 20 years. "You have to go over there to the mature skin counter, like way over there, way, like past your prime, keep going. Come on, you'll see bitterness, regret, rage. Keep on going until you see the diuretics, the dry eye, and the adult depends dignity diapers. When you get to the adult depends dignity diapers, you're in the right place." And my doctor says, "Well, Maureen, at your age, you may need them because you could get sudden bladder leakage." And I said, "When?" And she said, "Suddenly." "I don't know, sir. I don't know if tonight's the night. I don't know. No idea. Get some galoshes. I don't know what to tell. I'm sorry. All I know is I'm getting Botox. Because if I'm going to pee on myself, at least I'll look pretty."
Heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made fall behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love through sorrow. I give you my loneliness, give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, oh, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would. I'll put you above me. If miller were my trade, I'd a mill wheel grinding. Would you miss your color box? Oh, you soft, you shine. Save my love through loneliness, save my love through sorrow. I give you my loneliness, come give me your tomorrow.
There you go, Robert Plant, and If I Was a Carpenter, or in my case, If I Was a Painter. Wait, I am a painter. You're listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show, and what have I got for you? Oh, I have another track now from the last track that I'll be playing for the time being, until Jim sends me more music. It'll be great. No, I won't, I'll be dipping in now the album. Go check it out on Spotify. It's Who Cares, Mr. Jim Bates, and here is Meadow Sweet.
Thank you.
There you go. What a beautiful song for this time of the year. And it's Meadowsweet from Jim Bates. Check it out on Spotify from the album Who Cares? Absolutely cracking. Thanks, Jim. And really a pleasure playing the music and keep them coming. Same with Dez. Same with Tony. There's more new stuff coming from everyone, I think, at the minute. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't tell him I said this, and I don't want to put him under pressure, but I think Roy Shields has a new album coming out. I could be wrong. He usually tries to release an album on his birthday, which is 15th of July. So I'm hoping to know about it all too soon. Anyway, hopefully we'll hear great music from more people. And I'm looking forward to doing maybe a bluegrass version of songs that we know. Some of them are comedy, some of them are not. Just we'll have a bit of crack with it and see what happens. Anyway, here is Scorpions with Born to Touch Your Feelings.
The sound of the strings for someone to give everything, to be a song just for your feeling. Close your eyes and I try to get in, touching your heart like the spring, 'cause I was born to touch your feelings. La na 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 na. You've got your songs, they are everywhere. For a while, it's the only way to feel alright. You've got your songs, they are. Someone's chant in the wind, to live between your mind and feelings. Find your way, check it out, learn each day. Follow the light, it's not in vain, and you will see I touch your feelings. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go, Scorpions and Born to Touch Your Feelings. Now it's time for me to get out of Dodge and leave you alone, leave you rest in peace for the rest of this week. And I want to leave you with a track from Lynyrd Skynyrd. And because you know, I pre-record the show that goes out on a Saturday and I record it mostly on a Tuesday. So I'm going to sign off with Lynyrd Skynyrd's Tuesday's Gone. And until next week, Liam Bourke signing off on the Liam Bourke Show. Take it easy, stay safe, and see you all. If I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window. Take care. Good luck.
I don't know. Oh. She had to be free.